Yeah, so Dr. Amy, she started saying things over my body. She started to say to me that you've been holding on to something. There's this like this black box thing, and it's like whatever. And then she said, you know, but I see this breaking up. I see Yeshua taking a sledgehammer to it, and he's breaking it up right now, and he's breaking it up. And I was like going, well, my first thought was, I don't feel it. Then I went, no, I'm going to agree with it. I choose to agree with that. I'm going to choose to agree with that. And then she goes, something just shifted. And I'm not kidding you. I shifted in my choice of saying, I agree with it. And you know what? I found that she said, and now I see grass growing. She goes, I see this field, like where things can grow now in there. I was going, man. And so I told Susanna, I said, you know what? I choose to believe, and I choose to partner with that. I choose to partner with that word over my body, and that you know what? That thing is broken up, and she told me some things about what it might have been. And I was like, yep, that's accurate. You know, something I was holding on to that I didn't let go of many years ago. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, she recognized that there was something of a betrayal. And it was like right there. I was like right there. I was instantly. I knew it. And I was like, okay, I choose it and I believe it. In the same fashion, you said just a minute ago, that it's going to require, it's a movement of our faith that we're going to have to move towards an obedience too, by the way. You said that word obedience, and I got convicted big time because I told the guys I really believe when I get before the Lord, I've been disobedient. When we were on our plane, we got on the plane and we were going to fly, okay? And I'm saying this to you guys because I don't want anybody to miss their opportunity to be obedient, to glorify our King like I was. But I was in the airport and I felt this unction. I saw this group of people that are going to Cancun and they all had that party spirit on them. And I went to go to the bathroom and I felt really this like longing to share the gospel. I just wanted to go to them and say, hey, everybody, you're going to go and you're going to have a good time. But what if? Do you know? And I just knew there's a message there to tell. And I couldn't break away from it. And I stopped and I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then I came back and I told Suzanne about it. And she's like, well, honey, God's going to be doing something. It's going to be happening in this day, coming soon, you know. Then I got on the plane and the unction was there again. It was super strong. And I was like, man, I feel like I just want to stand up and I just want to say to everybody, do you know? Do you know? Do you know this beautiful, beautiful God we serve? Do you know this creator of heaven and earth that loves you and he knows you personally? He knows every hair on your head. And here's where I really know that I missed it. So the captain says, hey, we got a little problem with the plane. And he says, we're going to be sitting here for a little while. He said, we're sending over maintenance to come here. And he said, I'll tell you what's going to happen right now. I'm going to shut the plane off. And we got to reset. We got to do a reset. And everybody's chatting in there, you know, we're going to go see Aunt Martha. We're talking. Everybody's talking, right? He shuts the plane off and it goes dark. Instantly, everybody's silent. And you can feel the darkness. You can feel the lack of comfort. You could feel the peace had gone out. There was something not the same. It was a shift instantly, right? Instantly. Silence. Silence. You could hear a pin drop just by the lights going out. And the engines shut down. And nothing. For a few minutes, everybody sat there. And I was praying, I'm praying. I'm going, oh, Lord, God, let these people come to know you, God. Let them know you. And I'm like going through a struggle. All of a sudden, whoo, lights come back on, the engine comes up, and I knew there's the message. And I didn't do it. And it was just, I'm confessing this, that I confessed it to the guys this morning, but I know it's that the Lord is doing something in each and every one of us because he wants to tell us this is the time and the hour. We're coming into the time is short, and that I know he's calling us to something much greater than what we've ever known, and it's going to be by his Spirit. That I won't even be able to contain it. There's going to be no containment, honey. There's not, because I'm literally thinking, I know, but I'm sitting here just going, I'm going, whoa, okay, God, you know, so here's what happened. The lights come back on. Everybody goes back to this peace and this joy and all this happens, right? And I thought, oh, There's the message. I wanted to stand up and just say, did everybody feel that? Did you feel how when it went dark, something shifted? Did you feel the heaviness upon us? Did you feel the lack of confidence? Did you feel the lack of the peace that we would have, that we had? Did you feel how we lost something that was beautiful, where you guys ever have an interaction? Nobody interacted. I wanted to stand up and say, and then when the light came in, look at the change of what came upon us and how everything shifted. Well, I know you want to know what that light is. God is light, and this is darkness. And in the darkness, there is no light. And God came into the world that he might shed his light, that his love would shine in all of us. And you can know that love right now. And that's the message forever. So every one of us carries this message, this beautiful message. We're carriers of this message that we're going to be called. God is calling us, and he's calling each and every one of us to something. And whether it's that or it's this or it's to sing in the square, whatever it might be, that I just know that you can just feel the hour is short and he is calling. This is a huge part of why are we here. When he sets the preparation of the bride, I'm like, of course. Oh, come on. How are we going to get prepared any more than that, than to get into his presence? And I'm like going, man, that's so like, I mean, it's logical. Like it's just completely, how are we going to be prepared? We're going to be with him and want to be with him more than we want anything else. Yeah. And that, this is just an incredible timing invitation, you know, and the seasons and everything is asking, you know, will you be there? The time and the seasons are asking, will you be there? God's saying, will you be there? Will you be there when I call you? Will you be there? And I just really feel that he's, you know, we were holding up that sign, Todd and I, that says appeal to heaven. Mm-hmm. This is an appeal to heaven. We're appealing to you, God. We're saying we want you. We want you to appeal above everything else. We just are excited by that. And you know, what God is stirring up, that he's stirring up in every one of us. And he's calling, he's not, you know, he's saying, you're Sally, I'm not Sally. You're Colleen. You're not Ed. But he's like each and every one of us. He has this beautiful something that he's calling us into, and we'll know it, and you know it, and you can go deeper with it. And I feel like that's what he's calling us to, is that we can like go home tonight. We can like lay down and just go, God, what are you calling me to? What are you calling me to? What do I bring? What do I have? What do I have to offer you? What would be my sacrifice? Is it just my praise? Well, I say just. Is it my praise? Is it my worship? Is it my admiration for your beauty? Is it just to bathe in your love? Is it to just sense you? Is it to be still? Or is it to be an encouragement to another? What is it this moment, this day? You know? Oh, it's exciting. I'm just excited by what he's doing, he's going to do in each and every one of us, that we might grow more and more in love with him. And yeah, just wanted to share that testimony because I am repentant, but yet I do know that it's also into something greater, that I can testify that it really was heavy. It was a hard part of our trip that I knew it so well. I just knew it the whole time, though. But what I did to you is the whole trip I was in prayer and interceding, and you know, just really brought me to that place of I need to just go to this place of prayer. Like never, prayer wise. I mean, like literally, like there was such a understanding of the hour is near and time is short. We've got to recognize that there's nothing more important than to being drawn near to him. Excited by that. So thank you for this invitation, Yahweh.